There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It is a Patriots Friday, and if you're getting ready to wager the weekend, then be listening in 15 minutes or so when we will be joined by our guy Nick Kostos, and he will give you a way to win some money this weekend. Curtis, these are the text messages that you get when your football team is in disarray. This is a 781 text on the Subaru of New England text line. What's jarring is that the Matt Patricia run offense looked better than this offense after three games. I don't know if I could say
I
that.
Told you that. I said that to you, Greg.
Shine said that off air this morning to me as well.
He did, really?
In a bit of a joking manner, but yes, it's not wrong.
I told you that this passing last year's passing offense will look better than this year's passing offense if you keep Jacoby Brissett in there all season long.
Well, last year was Bill O'Brien. That wasn't
two years ago. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I agree with that 100%.
But look at where they haven't invested. They didn't do the only acquisition of note was KJ Osborne, who sucks.
Who, by the way, according to the data, is open all the time but is getting zero targets. Like last night, he was on the field for, I believe it was 79% of the offensive snaps, not one target the entire game.
It's amazing.
Does he just not see him?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I think that because there's a couple times, Greg, and you watched that game last night, there's a couple times where, like, okay, the pocket's clean, and you're like, who's he looking at? You're like, throw the football. I think that, and this is what I said, I think that the guys need to be so wide open for him to really have to let it fly. And like, when he threw it to Austin Hooper, he could clearly tell when he hit his back foot and he was ready to throw the football, he could tell that Austin Hooper was wide open.
Yeah, he blew it by him by 10 yards.
But if there's any, like, if the separation isn't massive, I think he gets the yips and he's like, I'm not throwing it there because that window's not open. That window's too tight for me.
And it was so jarring, the juxtaposition of Rodgers totally in control. I thought Herb Street did a good job of breaking down how he was looking off cornerbacks and then going to another receiver. It just, every time he got the ball, he knew exactly what he was doing. That first touchdown pass to Lazard, that was the run play that he audibled out of at the last second. Like,
yeah.
And then you see Jacoby Brissett. Doesn't it feel like a first down is like how we viewed a touchdown? It's like, oh my God! Like, they completed a pass for 7 yards. It's a cause for celebration.
We need to get to the cross insurance player spotlight. Is there one when it comes to the New England Patriots last night?
Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
Maybe Christian Gonzalez. Even your pass defense wasn't great.
Duggar had the leverage call.
Yeah, good flag by him.
Sly's the only guy that got any points on the board.
Good kick, right down the middle.
Sly.
Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
I mean, it's hard to find somebody that you look at and go, okay, you know, they were good. They even like Pop Douglas, I get it. Like, I think he's a solid player. But even him, like, you know, you're complaining like you're Justin Jefferson. And, like, even you get him the ball and it's like, all right. I mean, he does all right for you. I wonder what Alex Van Pelt, like, what his offensive scheme is, like. And I know he says he wants to run the football, but you only had, what, between Ramondre and Gibson, what they have, like 11 carries total?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers looked really good. There was that, you had that Jennings sack and they were set back. They were two and 17, and throws a beautiful ball to Conklin, and he looks really, really good. I mean, I guess injury is always the concern with him.
Well, but playoffs, losing to inferior teams, but
he's got a real defense now.
Though. That was a wild stat last night, though. Aaron Rodgers has 11 playoff wins. Tom Brady has 10 after turning 40. Pretty wild. But I would say Aaron Rodgers could have put up 60. Anybody who looks at the score, like, the Jets were toying with you. If they wanted to score more, they would have put up another 21 points.
It felt like that Miami game last year where you technically only lost by 7, but Miami was in control the entire time and probably could have scored another 30 if they wanted to.
Yeah. This is Brendan from Weymouth. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, guys. What's going on? I just wanted to say that I think there's plenty of examples of average quarterbacks that were put in below average situations to start their careers, like Ryan Tannehill with the Dolphins, Alex Smith with the Niners, Geno Smith with the Jets, average guys that were put in with below average talent that went on to show that they're serviceable players. So my question for you guys is, what if Drake May is one of those average players and then he's put in into this terrible situation and then you guys all just think he sucks because he can't overcome average talent?
Brendan, if he's Geno Smith, then you need another quarterback anyway.
And all three of those guys, by the way, weren't ruined. Like, Geno Smith has had a great second half of his career. Ryan Tannehill had a good stint in Tennessee. Alex Smith finished his career in San Francisco well and then went on to be a playoff Pro Bowl quarterback in Kansas City.
And remember, Miami
I think those guys are good examples of it's possible to make a guy look bad if you have bad talent around him. And Drake May, if he gets thrown in on this team with all this below average talent, you guys are going to think he sucks because he has no receivers, he has a bad coaching staff, and he has a bad offensive line.
But no, none of those players were ruined. Like that's what we're talking about. If you are able to be Zach Wilson or Mac Jones, then you are not an elite quarterback in the NFL.
And like
Alex Smith was good in San Francisco. And remember, Ryan Tannehill in Miami, they gave him a bunch of money thinking that he was the guy for this team. Remember, Miami gave him a ton of money because he had a year or two where he played well. Alex Smith was good in San Francisco. He took San Francisco to the playoffs maybe 2 years before he ends up in Kansas City. Geno Smith is the only one that kind of really didn't perform well, or you could say was on a bad team, didn't perform well, and then it really took him a long time to get his second chance.
But this staff, Greg, is another example of Kraft being cheap.
Well, that's Elliot Wolf, though. Well, he chose these guys, but Curtis, they didn't
controls. He controls it all, though. You can't like
Robert
Elliot,
Kraft.
Yes,
does, you mean.
Yes,
I understand that.
Yeah, but it's not on Kraft when it comes to the staff.
What?
No,
so you think if Elliot Wolf said, "I want to bring in this coordinator for $6 million a year," Kraft would say, "Okay."
How is it not on Kraft about the staff? He just told you that he picked out Jerod Mayo 5 years ago. He chooses the staff.
No, he chose the head coach, but the head coach didn't have the ability to choose his own offensive staff.
Well, nobody wanted to come here, Wiggy.
Well, maybe that's because there's not enough zeros, right?
It's not about zeros. You think a guy like
Alex Van Pelt appears to be a giant zero.
No. I'm saying, like, it wasn't like they were out there trying to get, I don't know, Sean Payton as an offensive coordinator, and he's asking for $6 million. The guys that they were going after were all guys that you look at and go, well, they're only going to be making – Kraft's paying these guys $1 million or $2 million for coordinator jobs.
I believe the fact that Bill is being paid by Robert Kraft this season not to coach at $30 million impacted the level of coaching on this staff, and I will not be dissuaded off that.
Who's a guy that you would say, oh, they couldn't afford to get?
Kubiak, the baby Kubiak. He's doing a great job this year.
Yeah, but you think, I bet you he's probably only $1 million. I bet he would make the same as Alex Van Pelt.
Okay, but what if you offered him $1 million more than whatever he's getting this year?
He's going to look at the situation. It's very similar to
his salary is $1.5 million.
Right. So if you offered him $2.5 million, I bet you he's here.
Right. But his situation, no, because he's probably going to do what Bobby Slowick did, Shime's boy, and he's going to go, is it worth me going to a team where maybe I might have some issues, and then that's going to affect how the league views me as a coordinator because I don't have the talent.
But if Shime's right about Drake May, then this would be a very attractive.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Active job, because you're going to elevate a guy that's going to be a stud in the NFL.
But at the time, you didn't know it was going to be Drake May. Like, well, the draft hadn't happened yet.
This is Dylan from Detroit. What's up, Dylan? Dylan, you there?
My apologies. I didn't hear.
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah, so I had a... I guess after watching Drake May last night, I felt... I've always been an advocate for Drake May sitting out this whole year and us potentially getting some, not weapons, but offensive line from the draft. But after watching him taking a couple hits and him actually feeling comfortable and confident, I would say, and I get it from the Bryce Young, it seems like he's ruined in Carolina. Wouldn't you guys kind of agree that he looks more confident as a player since even with North Carolina and what he went through with North Carolina and the changes?
I mean, Shime, you watched a lot of film.
I did.
Did you?
Hours.
Did he? I mean, it's, you can't judge him on last night.
No, I thought everybody was very laissez-faire on that final drive.
He looked
a
little bit deer in the headlights-ish to start.
I think until he took that sack where he kind of spun around like a top and then was speared into the ground, once he popped up from that, he looked better. He looked like he was like in the game a little bit more. But at first, I totally agree. Definitely a little deer in the headlights on those first couple snaps.
Of course he did. Anybody would.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's your first snaps as an NFL quarterback.
Well, you didn't even know the play on his, if I remember
correctly.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the way it's going to be as a guy who's coming in. You got those nervous jitters and, you know, and then for you as the quarterback, you know, there's a lot of expectations there. So I think that ultimately, you know, he looks at it and goes, man, all right, that's why I said, and then if he's not getting all the reps, he's probably still a little bit in his mind, like, do I know enough of this to where I can feel comfortable?
Wait, do we lose Wiggy?
I think we lost.
I was just going to commend you and say you were able to figure out how to be on Twitch this morning from Miami, yeah, Florida, but I think we lost you.
Yeah, my battery is
oh, boy.
Jacking. Oh, late night?
No, but I got the new what's it called? The new iPhone, and so it has a different charger, so it's harder to find.
The iPhone 16?
No, the 15 or whatever the hell it is. It's got the new charger, so it's harder to find the chargers. So my juice is coming back. So,
okie dokie.
And I don't have my charger with me.
Oh. All right. Well, we're gonna get to Nick Costos coming up, and he will tell you how to wager this weekend. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Patriots fall to 1-2 on the season with a brutal 24-3 loss to the Jets. Aaron Rodgers looked like his old self. He completed 27 of 35 passes for 281 yards and two touchdowns. The BC Eagles have a night game tomorrow night, 8 p.m. kickoff at Alumni against Michigan State for the Red Bandana game. The game will be on these very airwaves following the Red Sox game tomorrow night. The Sox got shut out by the Rays 2-0. The boys are back home to take on the Twins tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Shohei Ohtani has become the first MLB player to join the 50-50 club. So that's 50-plus home runs and 50-plus stolen bases in a single season for Ohtani. That's thanks to his first three-homer game and the first 10 RBI game of his career yesterday.
That was 6-for-6, three home runs. Some baseball insiders, Curtis, are suggesting that we are witnessing the greatest single Major League Baseball season by a player ever.
What are the odds on that?
in the form of Shohei Ohtani.
Yep.
Would you agree?
And imagine, he's a pitcher, too. Imagine if he was pitching, he was doing this.
Yeah, next season he's going to pitch. So he's going to do it all next season. I mean, Amazing.
I would don't even remember what happened to start off the year.
Right. I was going to say, I would love to get the jailhouse interview with the translator right now and see how he's doing.
And Sixers president of basketball operations, Daryl Morey, has announced that the team has signed Joel Embiid to a multi-year contract extension. The deal is reportedly a three-year, $192.9 million max contract extension that guarantees Embiid a total of $299.5 million through the 2028-29 season. And the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 63 degrees in Boston. Cloudy skies. Going to be kind of gray all day. Highs in the upper 60s.
And I was just going to say thank you to Jack, who stopped by the studio from Rhode Island, brought me flowers this morning, and brought the team donuts.
Oh, those are legit flowers.
Yeah, he's the best.
Not mums in a pot.
Nope. Oh. Take that, Santo.
Uh-oh.
He is so sweet, and he drove all the way from Rhode Island this morning to bring us treats. So.
Holy cow.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Jack.
And I would be remiss, Greg, I forgot to do one thing. The WEEI WooSox report, brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Massachusetts chapter, and the WooSox wrap up another great year with the Lehigh Valley. So check that out this weekend.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.